Here with your Market Line Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. China is buying corn from elsewhere, but the market ended the day close to unchanged. Virginia McGathy has more.
Now, corn was steady today. China revealed that they bought some corn from Ukraine, even though the prices were higher. Does that have anything to do with the tensions with the U.S.? You know, it could be, but we're still waiting on ethanol data, and we're still staying within that same channel with corn, which is in the 310 to the 330 mark. So we're well within that channel. And until we get better news or until the economy starts to open up and perhaps give us a little bit more domestic demand, we're going to be kind of stuck right here.
Chicago July wheat futures closed up 4 cents to 512. July corn closed down at just a quarter of a cent to 324 even. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein down sharply yesterday, now ranging from 585 to 605. Same thing for the club wheat of ordinary protein, which now ranged from 585 to 780. Dark Northern spring wheat prices up 3¾ cents from yesterday, ranging from 630 and a quarter to 670 and a quarter for 14% protein. Live cattle were up 15 cents on the August board to $95.45. Feeder cattle for August up 80 cents to $134.22.5. Class 3 milk yesterday up another 23 cents to $19.83. This is Tim Hammerich with Marketline.